want to start with a quote from yourself. The formula for unhappiness is the gap between your expectation and reality. If you don't like the gap, you better get to fucking work. How did you close that gap?
I think every man knows what he's supposed to do. Every man, if you were to go and look in the mirror and say, what am I not doing that I know I should? Because every man in his gut knows what he's supposed to be doing. He knows where the gap is. A lot of times he doesn't act on it because he doesn't go to the mirror and ask the man in the mirror either what competency he does not have or what he's afraid of. If you can find the competency that you're missing, fear will go away. But for example, let's say you wanted to buy a bunch of real estate. Let's say I'm making a bunch of money and I know I need to buy real estate because if I don't buy real estate, I'm going to buy Lambos. And Lambos will not pay me when I'm 100. Why am I not buying apartment buildings? Oh, because I don't understand net operating income. I don't understand property management. I don't understand property acquisition. I don't understand debt service in America. But if you go study and you understand it now, when that deal comes, boom, you're going to take action. It was a fear that you had because you didn't have the competency that created the gap between your expectation of owning real estate and the reality that you don't.
Do you think people get caught up too much in their head about what they need to know? More education, they need more time versus taking the first step and then iteratively learning on the go and learning in a feedback loop.
100%. So I'm really big on fire the gun and then calibrate the sight. Now, I'm not saying be reckless and not aim. You can generally aim in the direction downrange. Where people make a mistake is they think they got to get it perfect. But no matter what happens when they pull the trigger, there could be a burst of wind. There could be the fact that the gun has something off. These things that you're never going to find out until you pull the trigger. I don't mean do it recklessly. Do your homework. Do the 20 hours of research that gets you the 80-20 of needing to know what you need to know. But then shoot the gun because all the calibration of the scope is going to happen after the gun's fired because you won't know how far the gun is off until it hits the target. Shoot the gun, then make those small micro adjustments to get yourself exactly where you need to be to hit dead center.
I know you speak about like older mentors. How important is that for you? Because you have that bracket of people of your own age, but older mentors too.
Bro, 1000%. I don't think you ever stop having mentors. Now, what might happen as you get older is you might find that some of the mentors might be closer to your age. If I have a question about something, I'll just ask one of the boys. It could be Sterling. It could be Andrew. It could be Satorio. It could be Tristan. Depends what the subject is, right? But they're also your friends at that point. So what you just find is like you become friends with people, especially when you do build up who you are and you have a platform and you could cross collab. They can respect the fact that you had built something in another space. You're not just some bum trying to leech off of them like everybody else. It's genuine questions and you want to spend time around them. It's way more wholesome, I think, that way. I get a lot of, can I ask you a question in my inbox? Bro, if you ask me a question to ask if you can ask me a question, I am deleting it, bro. I am, and you deserve it.
Because there's enough free information that you put out, or paid information. The real world's $49 at this point. You know, you should be able to get yourself to that standard and get yourself up there.
Oh, bro, absolutely. Like, countless members in the real world, they're all learning how to make money.
When I joined the real world, I was looking into the Wins channel.
Seeing some people make 10, 15, 20,
50K or 60K in 3 months.
But people are making money, and they're doing the exact same things I'm doing.
Seeing that, and you're thinking,
I need to keep up, I need to keep going.
That motivated me for sure.
Okay, well, if he's done 20, I want to 40. If he's done 40, I want to do 100,000.
Because if you're not winning, then you'll be left out.
We want to see a young man make his life better. You can go join another group. I do advise you join some kind of group or create some kind of brotherhood in your life of people that you know for a fact are on the same mission as you. Because you are going to become the average. You are going to slip into the wrong things if you don't. These kids in the real world, dude, they're working all day and then they're stopping to do push-ups together. Everybody, let's do push-ups. It's the most positive thing on the planet. I put a challenge out to the real world. The first person that can prove to me with his parents in the video that you went and paid last month's mortgage, just 1 month, I will do a phone call with you myself. I will call you from the G-Wagon. You'll be on my YouTube channel because I want that positive energy in the world. I want these young men not just fighting to get a Lamborghini. Why don't you do something cool for your parents? Why don't you tell your parents thank you? Why don't you show the right respect to your teachers? Why don't we get you on the right track? Why don't we talk about being sober and working out? We want to build some real world-class gentlemen. And I can tell you, bro, that is something I can say with complete conviction and zero doubt that I don't think I'll ever, ever, ever get tired of.
It's part of you. It's part of your DNA. I can tell straight away. That's no fucking bullshit, you know?
I'm getting to do it. I get to do it.
You make a lot of videos about when guys kind of come into their 30s, so they have a bit more responsibility and everything like that. How do things change in terms of your focus from 20s to 30s if you're still building that business and you're still trying to make it?
So it's really easy when you haven't gotten there yet because you're just hungry, right? You flirt with getting it. Like you fuck around and make a lot of money real fast and you're still not a millionaire yet. But you're like, yeah, but I did just make $100,000 last month. And if I kept doing this, and you get punched in the face, you lose it all and shit like that, right? Oh, bro, I've made it and lost it a bunch of times, you know? And then there's the plateau where it's like, okay, well, no matter what, I'm still a multimillionaire. I don't have to go to work today and I'm still going to make money. Then it gets tricky. Then it has to be something like helping millions of people all over the place, or it has to be something that you're deeply passionate about, or you won't do it. It has to be something that you actually enjoy doing. In the past, dude, I would have picked up garbage if I thought I would have been a millionaire in my 20s. Now it's a little bit like, well, fuck, now I need to put myself around people that have more shit than me. Even that doesn't do it, because when you're kind of secure with yourself, you don't need it. Kids don't hurt. Legacy doesn't hurt. Building and letting people know who you are, who your heart is. I tell you one thing, it's very
very freeing about making a lot of money is that you're kind of in a new position to live in your own truth, and that can take a lot of weight off of you. I don't spend time with nor pull punches around anybody that either I don't like or I'm worried about what they're going to say. I'll say exactly what I want to say at any point. And if somebody doesn't like it, doesn't mean I'm going to be rude to them, but they can kindly fuck off. I'm not worried about losing them. And that's even with people I love. You know, I can love somebody very, very dearly, and it might break my heart to see them go. But I am at a place in my life with enough abundance that if they leave, they will be replaced. And not only do I know that, they know that. And I'm not even talking about any said individual. Any woman in my life watches my content. So I'm definitely not talking to any women. But they also know too. Okay, I can leave him. He will replace me. Does he want to? Probably not. Will it hurt him? Yeah, but I know he's strong enough that he won't buckle. And he's got plenty, plenty, plenty of choice. So the pain's not going to be that bad.
You are a big guy on design, clothing, appearance. Why is that important?
Because you're telling the world how to treat you. You treat yourself a certain way. And fitness is the same thing. People respect people that take care of their body and take care of their physical appearance. It's signaling to other people, I respect myself in this way. And a lot of people don't. But not only do I respect myself, I expect you to respect me in this way as well. And that's why I do it.
When do you start making those investments into the clothing?
You do that really early on, man. Because here's the thing. Let's say a suit, for example. I remember being in my 20s. I bought a $100 suit from Burlington Coat Factory. It's not about the price of the suit. It's about the color matching your skin tone. And it's about how that suit fits you. If you can knock those two things down with getting the color right and putting it all together, bro, you can build a wardrobe for less than $1,500 or have a really, really nice suit, shoes, and everything for less than $500. I've done it. Dude, I'm wearing Steve Madden shoes right now. They're loafers. Now, they look like $1,000,000, but it's about the mannequin they're on, right? That's why fitness is so important. I often joke, I wear Walmart jeans all the time, and I'll wear Walmart jeans with a $5,000 jacket. The jeans cost $12, bro. The watch costs $75,000. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a dude and I don't give a fuck and I like the jeans, right? It's about the man in the suit. I made a tweet last year. I said, it's not the suit that makes the man. It's the man that should make the suit scream. There's a man in a blue suit and then there's a man in a blue suit. It's a big difference. You'll notice this. The better shape you get in, the better your clothes fit you. You could walk in a room with somebody and the person literally wearing a white button-up shirt could say, why are you so dressed up? And you're like, bruv, we're wearing the same outfit. It's about how it fits you. It's about how you walk in with it. It's about the confidence you have because you've built your body. It's a lot easier to be stylish when you're built like the mannequin. You know what I'm saying?
You carry that aura. It's like a fucking energy that you bring into a room as a result when you're well-dressed, well-built, and everything.
Because you look more healthy. Really, if you think about it, being attractive is just looking healthy to other people. And what do they do when animals look like they're not healthy? Like, let's say their fur gets out of line, they have mange or something like that. The rest of the tribe doesn't want to catch that shit. What is the thing to do? You kick them out and you keep all the healthy ones. And what is Darwinism itself? It's a healthy breed with the healthy because it's the best for the species moving forward. Really being attractive, although it can be mathematical a lot of time, like there's mathematical features and dimensions to a face that make you attractive. But by and largely, in a lot of ways, a lot of people would be attractive if they just had clear skin, they were in good shape, they took showers, I hate to say it, like they had good hygiene, and they had good style. These are signals that go out to not only women, but men as well when they're choosing to do business or somebody and want to be around someone. They're like, no, this person has their life together. And so for that reason, I trust them just a little bit more. And what does trust do for you? Trust gives you speed, and speed means money.
What would you say the main skills you should be building in your 20s?
The fitness and the diet thing, right? Basics of business, understanding business, sales,
marketing,
team building, marketing, all of it. You got to learn it all. And then female nature. Now notice I didn't say sleep with a bunch of women, because female nature is the thing that you have to understand to have a successful relationship. As much as we like to talk about being playboys and things like that, you're going to run into that girl that you love, and that's okay. Understand that if you don't understand female nature, she is wired a certain way. And if you don't understand it and know how to navigate it, you will lose her. And that will be because of your leadership with her, not her. You can take a woman that will cheat on man A that would never cheat on man B. That man understands female nature and frame. And this isn't about game or pickup. I wouldn't even particularly say I have much of that. I have very good signals. Like the animal kingdom has signals. I'm very good at that. But I can't be bothered to be like learning how to text to manipulate a girl to like me more. And it doesn't even matter, bro, because if you're that dude, you call her a dickhead and she go to dinner with you. You just got to be that guy, right? But understanding female nature is how you keep her happy inside your frame, and you can have a long relationship where she most definitely looks up to you and admires you. She needs to miss you and admire you at the same time. If your girl's not crying when you're walking out the door to go take over the world, you might be in trouble. One thing I'd advise you to do, I don't know if you do this or not, but you have to include them in that journey.
Of course.
I do that kind of stuff, man. It's like you need to include them in the mission because they're very much a part of it. It's their support and their love and their appreciation for you that's going to be the driving fuel to you to continue to grow.
A lot of people face like their first hurdle, the first bit of difficulty. So it's too difficult. They go back to the drawing board. What would you be your advice when you start feeling the pain? And as Alex Hormozi said, it should be difficult. This is is what hard feels like. Right. So like, how do you continuously push through? Because you did it for fucking a long time.
What they're missing in that understanding is they don't understand how difficult it's going to be to watch a woman that they love walk out because he can't pay the fucking light bill. Which one's worse? Pick your problems. You're going to have them. You can tell the size of a man by the size of his problems. If my biggest problem is that I have a 7-figure accounts receivable right now, which I do, I would much rather have that problem than not being able to cut the lights on at home, not being able to travel the world and do podcasts and grow a brand or grow my business or help young men all over the world. Pick your problems because you're going
to
have them.
People kind of anchor on the old problems though. They think that they kind of suffer in silence versus going for the big goals. And you've definitely been targeting the bigger goals. And as you say, like, you're thinking it's like suffer now or suffer in the future. And you've always put in those hard yards. I'll be your advice for people that kind of struggle, because a lot of people find it difficult to go from 0 to 1, which is what you've done really well and over again.
Yeah, 1,000%. So it's about reframing it, right? Is it a problem or is it an opportunity? Every time something gets hard in one of my businesses, I think my competition is suffering right now and they're probably going to quit. And they do. This is funny, actually. I've never said this online. Somebody I went to high school with has been texting a buddy of mine that I went to school with thinking that, hey, Justin found the cheat code. I think I'm going to start a metal building company. Bro, I hope with every ounce of me he starts a metal building company. I hope he tries to hang fucking steel. Bro, it would make me so fucking happy. Especially like if he made it public that he's hanging steel, because he's going to find out real fast. This ride, cowboy, is fucking rough. Good luck. You think I found the cheat code? Yeah, after a fucking decade of getting punched in the face, maybe. Yeah, maybe I did. Now it's a money machine. It's not always been this way. I really hope he does. And people have to understand that regardless of what you do, crypto pumps are not always going to be around. Your business is going to be hard. And the harder it is, the more I think you should do it, because that's where the opportunity is. It's a game. It's going to take a lot of pain and a lot of pressure over time to make diamonds. When I look at obstacles, I just think of how much more money it's going to make me. You have to reframe your relationship with these obstacles. Make them opportunities that are going to make you stand out later. And when you reframe them in your mind like that, you can start to become proud of what you're doing. And you know you're getting ahead of the guy that's quitting. You're like, I bet my competition's quitting right here. There's competition I have in my space that I don't even know about because they never got far enough for me to find out about them. When they went to go to second gear, it buckled a little bit and they quit right there and I never heard their name. Good.
It's not fun climbing the mountain unless you look down at how far you come every now and then.
100%.
Yeah.